This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back.
What's up, everybody? Welcome
back
to Surreal
Talk.
How
you guys doing? We've had a couple weeks off. We've not done a podcast. We did a short one before we left. What was it?
I don't know. We mostly just talked about it, or we played a whole bunch of voicemails and shit like that.
Yeah. So
half an hour, 45-minute booger of just bullshitting.
That was too bad. We were gone, in case you didn't know. We went to Vegas, put on a Gears of War tournament for the company that we both work for, and it was cool, successful, lots of fun. Not lots of fun. We worked our asses off, but it was worth
fun.
It was worth it. We got a lot done and made some cool friends along the way. No, I don't know. I made that up.
I don't know. We met some cool people.
Yeah, for sure. So we have a guest with us this week. As you guys can see,
hello.
T.
For Tracy.
Short for Tracy Anonymous.
I don't think that's true.
I'm just hip hop.
I don't want to blow your spot, but I don't think Tracy's his real name. But
this is a real talk, guys. It's a conspiracy.
This could be
name conspiracy.
One thing I did want to talk about before we got started with the show was Art Bell passed away. And for those of you that don't know who Art Bell is, he was the longtime host of Coast to Coast AM, and really what got people, it was like the first syndicated conspiracy
paranormal. He's OG us,
yeah,
but with actual talent and knowledge on the subject.
Yeah, way better than we are. For
way
sure.
Better.
Yeah, but yeah, so like, if you don't know who he was pretty good. You can, I'm sure, get all
Dude,
of his
YouTube
old shows.
Has like, yeah, every fucking old Coast
every,
to Coast AM show. So
they're actually pretty good. He's
you
want
to learn something about what we talk about, listen to one of his shows.
Yeah, no shit.
I want to do a little blast from the past here real quick, read a couple of recent iTunes reviews we've got that were pretty quality. So we got this one here. It's from user JMO8873. His subject was cringy. I really wanted to listen to this podcast as the topic is quite interesting to me, but I had to quit about 7 minutes into the first episode when one of the men kept saying, supposedly. Ugh, come on. That'd have been one of our really old episodes.
Yeah, old.
Who? Wow.
So that'd have been Eric. He had this thing like first four or five episodes. I got on to him real bad about it. It was funny. He kept saying supposedly for whatever reason. Supposedly. I don't know. But J-Mo couldn't get past that. You missing out, J-Mo. You piece of shit.
No, J-Mo for Jameson.
Another one here was, don't bother. These guys are idiots. Go listen to Skeptoid.
Agreed.
It's probably good advice.
Yeah, Skeptoid's a good podcast.
That does sound pretty good.
Yeah, and the last one I wanted to read here, another good iTunes, was by Wiseberry. He says, fake, poor quality, not good,
fake.
Very bad. Fake, only here to distract people from the truth.
Oh.
If they wanted to actually research topics and get into them, they could, but they chose to discredit any non-deep state operation.
So is he calling us shills then? Or
not only that, we're part of the problem.
Oh, wow.
So
you're sponsored by the NSA.
Yeah,
that guy's super overly critical of us.
I like that. We choose to discredit any non-deep state operation. So I guess what deep state ops have we give credence to?
I don't know. I wish you would have gave an example. You know what I mean?
I don't know. But this has been This Week in One Star Reviews. I love a good one star.
Yeah. We always got to
Yeah, so
share
you don't know. We always share our really bad emails and people send us bad emails or give us bad reviews.
Heard.
We always make sure to give those a spot on the show.
It's like reading a bad tweet.
Well, we don't read the...
Well,
yeah,
that's great.
We don't give the good ones any play at all, but all bad ones, messages,
yeah, they
emails,
know we love them.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we love it when people shit on us, so we read those live on air.
I mean, not in real life. That's gross and a weird kink. But Eric's into stays in Vegas.
Yeah,
we've been over that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, a couple quick voicemails, and then we'll get on to the meat.
Yeah, wait. Let's do this by saying This is not going to be a 40-minute segment like it was that one show. We're going to hit a couple of them, and that's it. And we're
We only have three total, so.
Okay, so we'll hit all three, and then we're going to talk about what's going on with Syria. We're going to talk about what led up to where we're at now and all that. So go ahead with the voicemails.
Make some fools of ourselves.
Yeah, don't leave because of the three voicemails.
So right, here, this is from Lando. I don't think it's Lando Calrissian, but we'll find out.
Hey.
Is this working?
Oh, coming at you live from Tennessee.
It's not.
Woo, woo. And I got a conspiracy for you.
Hold on, let's
Lando's going to be the best part of the new Star Wars movie.
We have three total.
Solo.
Okay, so we'll hit all three, and then we're going to talk about. All right,
hold on. I'm
going to
go over there and check and see how I fucked this up.
Uh-oh. You got that one input muted, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Told you. Okay. See, I don't know why I don't run this shit.
Yeah, you're much better at it than me. All right, sorry about that. Technical difficulty. Blame it on Eric.
Yeah, blame it on me.
We're good.
Hey, it's your boy coming at you live from Tennessee. Woo, woo. And I got a conspiracy for you.
Uh-oh.
A what? A baloney conspiracy?
Oh, yeah?
It goes a little something like this.
Let's hear it.
If you like my baloney and you want some more, get your ass down to the grocery store.
This is great.
I have no clue
amazing.
What that was about, but it was quite amazing.
Quite amazing.
Wow.
All right. This guy should be on the radio.
Thank you for that, Lando.
Thanks for the voicemail.
Tennessee, baby.
Something about baloney in the grocery store. Rock on. This is from a Wasted Wanderer.
Oh, okay.
See what he says.
I know who this is.
Good evening, gentlemen.
How are you
this
doing?
Is the Wasted Wanderer, a.k.a. Cone Round from the Facebook group. Just wanted to say
this
I'm
is all Skippy.
Team Everett.
Team why?
We'll deal with it then.
Although, maybe Team Everett is a little jerky because...
Team Everett?
The two of you together is what makes this show so great.
Well, thank you.
Just try to take one or the other away. Just want
we should take you away. You hear how this is popping real bad? I want to let it go, but I just want to say that it's pissing me off.
You know, that guy was a mouth breather.
I mean, we are what we are. That's mouth breathers.
I love a good mouth
also,
breather.
Also, shout out to Armand.
Oh.
I think the facts that he brings, just it's always a great show.
We love Armand.
I also want to say, wait for that Diablo Love Pass episode.
Oh, yeah,
that's
we'll get
the
Diablo
subject
Pass.
Subject for you guys to explore. One of my favorite mysteries. A couple other topics I think you guys should check out is the Edgewood experiments, where our government experimented on some of our troops, giving them LSD and various other drugs.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, sounds like some Wormwood
stuff
like that.
The Interkaifeck murders, another pretty spooky mystery. But yeah, I just want to say keep up the great work.
We will.
Look forward to listening to your future shows.
High energy there, Wasted Wanderer.
Have a great night.
Wasted. Can't expect a lot.
And by the way,
who's high AF?
Wanted to know what's your guys' drink of choice.
My drink of choice?
All right, talk to you later.
Bud Light.
If you're talking alcoholic, I mean,
Dilly.
For beer, I guess Bud Light. I do enjoy a good Jack and Coke. And for general usage, I like Diet Cola. Or, I mean, Diet Mountain Dew.
Regular Dew.
Diet Mountain Dew, anyway. All right, thanks, Wasted Wanderer. One last quick voicemail from Josh.
All right.
Hey guys, this is Josh out in Arizona, sweating my ass off. Just subscribed to y'all months ago. Really enjoy the show. Trying to catch up. Not sure if y'all have done this one yet, but the Denver airport.
Yeah, we did that.
Talking to the guys here at work and asking about conspiracies.
What episode did we do Denver airport on? I think it was all over the place, maybe?
Yeah, it wasn't all over the place, but the murals and those were pretty interesting. And then like the how they went... Like $4 billion
over budget
on that airport was cool. Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff about the Denver airport. It's supposed to be a secret underground base underneath it.
Well, fucking Google didn't turn up anything quickly when I searched Surreal Talk Google or Surreal Talk Denver Airport. So, I don't know. Check one of our all over the places, maybe two or three. Anyway, moving on here.
Tough. When the guys brought up the Denver airport, haven't heard anything about it, so I Googled it. And there's some weird shit going out there. You got a weird horse statue. The weird paintings inside the actual airport itself. Apparently, it was like $2 billion or $1 million over budget. Underground
exactly
tunnels.
What we just said.
Haven't really done much research on it, but I would really like for y'all to do something.
Should probably do a specific
podcast
episode
on this. Anyway, thank you for what you do. If I had to choose, I like both of you, but I'm gonna have to go with Team Everett. Fuck you, Eric.
Boom.
Yes.
Damn.
This is a complete sweep.
Yeah, it was.
Keep sweet. It up, guys. Thanks.
Fuck you. Complete sweep this
week.
Yeah,
I even got a fuck you.
Damn, I got a fuck you, Eric. Have you guys looked into Bohemian Grove yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, you're still beating the shit out of me
ritual
by 10 votes.
Care,
10
baby.
Votes.
Yeah. Sacrifice of care. I'd love to go to Bohemian. You swept to 10-0, Eric?
No, we got a poll on our website that's been running since the beginning of the time. Team Everett or Team Eric, he's got me by 301 to 291 right now.
Oh, okay. So he's winning.
10. Yeah, it goes back and forth.
So what are we going to talk about this week, Everett?
So at first we were going to talk, we'd do a show just on false flags, what false flags are, some interesting ones in the past. But today Eric's like, flipping the script, let's talk about Syria and all the shit that's going down there, how Trump's now attacking them, why we're attacking them.
Where this all started from, where this...
Eric is a self-professed expert who has every answer to every question you can think of.
That is not true.
And he's going to go through it all today.
That is not true. My camera's off, I guess.
Your camera's off. Here,
Everett, turn it off.
I'm going to go flip your camera to the other one real quick.
All right, right on. But yeah, so we're going to talk about Syria today. The best place to start is the beginning of the Syrian civil war. So it's been going on for like 7 or 8 years now. But so the beginning of it, the first shots of the Syrian civil war were fired in March 2011. Assad fired on peaceful protesters in his country. So following that, July 2011, the protesters started to shoot back, and the Free Syrian Army was formed by protesters and members of the actual Syrian army who have defected.
Yeah, so a bunch of people that were tasked with doing what Assad said, fuck you, Assad.
They joined with the protesters, and then now you've got conflict. The
layperson version of it.
Yeah, so that's where the Syrian civil war started. Extremists from all over the region flocked to join the rebels against Assad. So, you know, they're seeing like, hey, there's somebody taking him on, so let's go and support this cause. You know, we're extremists. Think they might be extremists.
That's what it was.
We'll get along great, you know.
The friend of my, or the enemy of my
like
friend.
Great tailgate.
Right.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Is that what that was?
Yeah, but the genius thing about all this is this Assad actually encourages this and like releases all the jihadis and other extremists from his prisons to join the opposition of him. And the reason that he did this was to discredit their movement and make them so that they couldn't get any outside support from like other foreign powers. Like if the entire world looks at these rebels and thinks they're just a bunch of jihadis and extremists, we can't support that. You know what I mean?
Not directly anyway.
Yeah. So so what he did was he let all of his bad people out of jails, let them go join them so that
all of them?
Well, you get what I'm saying.
I know, I'm just busting your balls.
He made it like so that they would look terrible. Like these are all terrorists. You know what I mean? So that that way, the people that were fighting him could get no outside assistance by other big foreign powers because they're basically just a ragtag group of terrorists.
Here, real quick, Bob White says. Bob White saying right off the bat, false flag. Think it's false flag?
What, this?
Yeah.
I think there's some fishy shit, but I mean, I don't know completely about it being.
We'll get into
false
it, but I think it's all about the whole proxy situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Proxy maybe. War. But in January 2012, Al-Qaeda formed a new branch in Syria named the Shabat al-Musra. I'm probably not pronouncing that right, but there it is. Right around the same time, the Kurds in the northeast of Syria seceded from Assad's regime, effectively creating a third faction in the Syrian civil war. So now, just instead of Assad's regime and his Syrian army fighting the defunct Syrian rebels, which were part protesters, part Syrian army, now you've got another fucking group in this equation, which are the Kurds, and they're called the Shabat al-Musra. So there's three right now fighting, three separate factions all fighting in this Syrian war. So mid-2012, Iran begins to support Assad, more or less turning this into a proxy war. So, you know, Iran decided we're going to go in, we're going to give Assad support to help fight the rebels and the Kurdish rebels, which I don't guess they're really rebels, though, the Kurds.
Well, if they're not the main government, they're rebels.
Fair. That's right. A good point. That's a good point, yeah. So by the end of 2012, Iran is sending daily supply planes to Syria with hundreds of Iranian officers already on the ground in Syria. So they're making it. They're stepping up their presence in Syria. They're making themselves known. They're sending constant supplies over to the Syrian, the Assad regime.
It's the old install an ally type of theory.
Exactly.
Or there it install, is. Not install, but, you know, bolster one, create a better one.
Yeah, and then right around exactly about that same time, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and other rich oil countries in the Middle East begin sending money and weapons to the rebels known as the Free Syrian Army, which we learned earlier were made up of the protesters and the defunct regular Syrian army people. So this I just want to get this out. This entire situation is super fucking complicated, okay? There's so much at play in this, and it gets deeper, but I'm just saying, like, to try to like stay and follow with exactly what's going on is super fucking hard because there's so much going on. Anyway, so
especially in the few hours that we had to rebuff up on this.
Right, right. Okay, so in turn, Iran steps up its influence in mid-2012 when Hezbollah joined the war to back Iran to assist Assad. The Gulf states responded, and when I say Gulf states, I mean Saudi and all the rich oil states I mentioned earlier, they respond by sending more money and more supplies to the rebels through Jordan, who also opposes Assad. So they can't get their stuff in straight through, so they have to go through Jordan, which Jordan is an ally.
It's the same reason Iran goes through Turkey.
Exactly.
They can go through a border state that's kind of an ally, but to not directly affect the outcome of the situation, because that looks bad politically. Because then they can directly, that gives America a reason to come out of hiding and say, yeah, we're directly involved.
Exactly. So not super relevant to the situation, but I thought it was nice to note that the Sunnis, Sunnis and Shias, just different...
Muslimism or
yeah,
Islam,
yeah,
rather?
Denominations, yeah. I guess you would say in American terms of Muslim, denomination. Of Islam.
I guess so.
Is that, would that be right? Denomination, I
Never
guess?
Never money.
Just tribes.
No. Yeah, tribes.
Tribes. Tribes. I'm with that. So the Sunnis all support like the rebels, and then the Shias all support the Assad regime. You know, most of these states that are, you know, aligning with one side or the other can follow this basic formula. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. April 2013, the Obama administration signs a secret authorization to allow the CIA to train and supply Syrian rebels. So the same Syrian rebels, the Free Syrian Army that are opposing Assad, are now getting help from the CIA by way of Obama signing a secret authorization to train and supply them.
That said, everything I've read is that these operations the CIA carried out and the Pentagon eventually carries out were all more or less failures. They had no idea who they were really supporting. They didn't know who to point them against. At one point, they're supporting the rebels that are not fighting Assad, but are only fighting ISIS. I don't know. Anyway, keep going. You got this all down.
Yeah. So August 2013, the Assad regime uses chemical weapons against its own civilians with almost 1,500 casualties in the attack. And that's when everybody starts to take notice, like, hey, you know, maybe this motherfucker's not right. You know, I'm not saying whether I support or deny those claims either way, because there's like... a lot of shit that says that he didn't really do it and that's all made up, which would be a false flag, you know right, what I mean, right. In order to advance your current political agenda, you know what I mean? So, like, say if we wanted to get into Syria and topple the Assad regime, a good way to do it for support would be to make it look like Assad's gassing his own people. Now, like I said, I don't know whether True. He did or actually do this or not, but there's a lot of stories and stuff that say he did not gas his own people, that this was a whole ploy by Western allies in order to get in there and, you know, have backing by the UN in order to engage in this war.
Isn't there supposed to be a special counsel or the UN investigate this, right?
Yes, definitely.
But that UN Special Security Council, it has Russia on it, and Russia at this point is completely
at this point. This is 2013.
Been on the Security Council.
Yeah, no, but I know. But at this point, they're not really showing their hand as far as to where they're aligning at. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as Obama announces his military strike against the chemical weapons facility. Okay, so yeah, after they murdered 1,500 people with their chemical weapons, allegedly, Obama announces that he's going to have a military strike against all these chemical weapons facilities to try to deter the use of chemical weapons in the region. So as soon as he does that, Russia urges Assad to turn over his chemical weapons to avoid a U.S. airstrike. So they're trying to be like, you know, hey, look, man, this is not good. Just give your chemical weapons over. You know, let's not get into this. Which is really a smart move. I mean,
I think that's a great move.
You know, I thought that was very diplomatic by Russia to do.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
You got bullets, use those.
Yeah, don't.
Shit.
Well, I wasn't going there, T, but very true, right? I mean, do that.
Just kill me old fashioned way. Nobody gets fucking pissy about that.
Lord, yeah, right.
The second you drop a, you know, chemical weapon from the sky, suck all the air out of the atmosphere and make everybody suffocate, people start to get pissed off. But you roll in with some tanks and regular munitions, happens
every
day.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's Tuesday in the Ukraine.
Yeah, right. No shit. People do that before breakfast, huh? So this is where it all gets interesting, though, and this is where a lot of people are going to be like, oh, so in February 2014, an Al-Qaeda splinter cell breaks away to form a new faction. This group calls itself the Islamic State of Syria and Iraq, ISIS. Iraq and Syria. So as Obama likes to call them, ISIL, which I would never really understand.
I'm guessing Libya, Lebanon or
Lebanon, maybe, yeah.
But Libya's anyway, a little far away from
ISIS. Sounds a little more cute.
It's ISIS. Benign. Yeah, so ISIS is mostly fighting the Kurdish groups in the north and the rebels in the south. But
I find that weird that they're not all at all against Assad. Well,
They don't directly fight Assad. They won't. So they're fighting the Free Syrian Army, which we learned earlier is made up of the protesters the ex-Syrian army, and they're fighting the Kurds in the north.
Hold on.
Fight the U.S. through that war.
I want to... We got somebody in the chat here saying, anyone eat ass? And then it says, Everett eats ass.
Who is this guy?
I don't know, but he's
I don't know, man, but hey, how do Paulie, you know that, man?
Paulie, you're getting on my
shut
nerves.
Shut the fuck up.
You're getting on my nerves here, Paulie. Right. Anyway.
We're back at it now.
Carry on.
So that summer, ISIS marches across North Iraq, seizing territory and gaining infamy around the world. So that summer of 2014, that's kind of when they really, the world took an eye to ISIS. We realized what they're doing. You know, they gained not popularity, infamy. That's why I use the word infamy instead of popularity. But yeah, so that's when they became recognized widespread. July 2014, the Pentagon begins a program to assist only rebels fighting ISIS, not Assad. So now the Pentagon's got a stake in this, and they're saying we're going to train and supply rebels, but not the rebels fighting us. Only the rebels fighting ISIS, and if you're fighting Assad, we're not assisting you.
Yeah. So my thoughts on that.
So it's getting ever more difficult now. Like
my thoughts on that is, at this point, it's been a few years since the last chemical attack, and it's not super popular to go directly against the main government of Syria. So we switched over to ISIS, which has been tearing ass across northern Iraq, getting the entire world to basically hate them. So we've got an easy target in ISIS and ISIL, which the chat is saying is
Levant.
For Levant,
which means Iraq, I assume.
Apparently, yeah. So that's interesting.
I just want to say, America providing all these resources for the rebel army just to only fight ISIS but not Assad is akin to giving your best friend one of your pornos, and it's like you can only watch this by yourself. Like, for sure he's going to be watching with a whole bunch of people,
right?
You know, this is so ridiculous.
Doesn't make a lot of sense. No. But it has to be like that because they can't really basically say we're coming out to fight against Assad, you know what
True.
I'm saying? They have to arm the troops that are fighting against ISIS,
right, because
you know, because that was big at the time. You remember in summer 2014 and even 2015, everybody was ISIS, ISIS is here.
Well, it didn't help they released all those fucking videos of
They're terrible people
chopping people's heads off.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, that was very prevalent at the time.
I don't even know how that stuff spread. I mean, this is ridiculous.
So September 2014, the United States of America actually publicly starts to bomb ISIS. They're saying, we're going after you. There it is. August 2015, 11 months later, Turkey starts bombing the Kurdish forces in Iraq and Turkey, but Turkey won't bomb ISIS. So you see where this is fucked up.
It's because of all these people. They're all there's certain allies here, and they're Iran is allies with Turkey.
That's why this is a proxy war.
Right. Well, the thing about it is nobody knows who their allies are friends with and who their enemies with. It's a weird tangled web.
Yeah, and with so many different factions fighting for so many different people, but not fighting this person and fighting this person, it's super confusing. How do you know if you're hitting the right rebels? You know what I mean? Obviously, there's a lot of intel that's involved, but a wrong strike, I mean, who fucking knows? It's a crapshoot.
Yeah, it's a small country, too.
And again, from my limited research, it seems like every time, it seems like the U.S. has their head up their own ass, and they don't know who they're supporting or who they should be supporting to fight who. I don't know. Real bad research on my part.
Yeah, well, okay.
It's okay.
So the U.S. sees ISIS as its biggest enemy in the area at the time, but its allies, such as Turkey's, have their own priorities and agendas, which makes for a lot of unclear and confusing alliances.
That's what I said.
Yeah. So September 2015, what's that? Yeah, he's a fucker. September 2015, Russia intervenes on behalf of Assad, sending a few dozen military aircraft to a Russian base in Syria under the pretense that they're gonna fight ISIS, but only end up bombing anti-Assad rebels, including some that were trained and supplied by the U.S. So recap that there for me, Everett.
So Russia's like, yeah, we got this base down here. Let's go refill it back up. We're going to tell everybody we're going after ISIS. Everybody hates ISIS. This will be easy. We can get our planes in, no problem. I think they sent 28 planes or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, when they get there, ISIS...
They don't even bomb ISIS.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we'll get there. But we're going to fuck up Assad's enemies real fast first.
Yeah, so they started bombing the rebels, which ended up being trained and backed by us, whether that's... right or not that we're training and backing rebels to fight
dude, this has been going on since the beginning of time. Yeah, I mean, that's what we do.
But Russia can't directly attack us, so Russia attacks the fucking regime that we're arming and training to fight Assad because they're Assad's friend.
And then they make an excuse to attack us, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, we'll help you fight your enemies. You guys know who Craig on South Park is?
No.
So, yeah, he's the little dude on South Park that every time somebody kind of pisses him off, you can see him in the background, he throws up that little finger, just...
Oh, yeah, I do know that a little bit.
Just in the background. That's kind of what this is in the background. Russian and America just throwing up a little middle finger.
Yeah, fuck you. You know, like, not directly doing shit big enough to start a fucking war, but it's like, you motherfuckers.
First it was the Cold War, now it's the proxy wars.
Yeah,
it's you know, what's next?
I don't know. To me, this shit is super crazy because of how many Space parties war. Are involved and who they support.
Arctic War, actually.
Damn, an Arctic War.
Oh, that stuff's coming. They're doing war games over there right now.
That would be neat.
Yeah. Anyways, that's another discussion for another time.
November 2016, Trump wins the election, as we all know, and vows to stay out of Syria and says that Assad should be able to remain in power. So this just lets you know. So when he won the election, that's where he was at with his opinion on Assad and the Assad regime.
It's likely he didn't have any fucking clue about what was going on like the rest of us.
Oh, you mean like what's different from now? I'm just saying. December 2016, Assad's regime retakes the Syrian city of Aleppo, forcing the rebels out to their last stronghold.
Woo.
So this is all leading up to what I'm getting as the eventuality is where we're at today. If you've been watching the news, you know what's going on. So
I haven't.
Spring 2017, just last year, Assad once again uses chemical weapons on his own people, killing 85, including 20 children. So I remember watching that in the news when that all happened. That went down. You remember? I actually remember talking to you about it. And yeah. You're like, I don't fucking care.
Generally. Oh my God.
Because that started.
That's generally my attitude towards all this stuff. I don't care.
Yeah, he's an asshole. But that's what started the entire like the.
I'm way too self centered. You don't know about me yet, but my life really doesn't extend beyond like 15 feet from where I'm at. Nothing else is going on in this world.
What if I took your Mountain Dew?
Well, that's close.
If you move beyond 15 foot, then we have a problem. Oh, then I'm coming at you.
Oh, see, that's. Assad should come and take your Mountain Dew.
Oh,
fuck
man.
Fuck him up.
Let him try.
I'd go all fucking jihad on his ass.
I'm your ally, so I mean, I could attack Assad,
so
but
you
not
say.
Directly Assad.
This is one of those confusing alliances. You can be my ally, but I'm not really coming out saying I'm your ally. Right. But I appreciate your support.
We'd have to get Armand to attack Assad or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we'd have to, and then we'd have to pay Armand and train Armand
right.
to attack.
And then I'd have to get someone else to attack Armand so that... Yeah, that's
but
good.
You had to make sure it doesn't conflict with who you're
helping.
We'll get
Ocho Man to attack Armand. It won't be hard.
Absolutely.
It's just, this whole thing's fucked up. That's kind of what we're getting at by making fun of all this. So, spring 2017, yeah, he used chemical weapons, 85 dead, including 20 children. The U.S. directly attacks the Assad regime for the first time by launching dozens of Tomahawk missiles at an airbase. So that marks the first time because of that attack. We directly went after the Assad regime. We weren't arming rebels to fight them. We were directly going at them, you know, mm-hmm. So which kind of was like a big point in this whole deal.
Can
so
I
this
just one, say? Well,
go ahead,
I was going to say, I can't believe we called those cruise missiles Tomahawks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, why not?
The history with this country is kind of a...
It's kind of funny, you know.
That's kind of messed up.
Indians,
take your land
unquote.
And the Native names American. For your weapons.
Hey, we like that. We did it for our helicopters, Apache helicopters.
Right.
And shit.
Black Hawks.
Yeah.
Fuck you and your monikers. We're taking those too.
Jesus. I got the Iroquois boat.
They just made that
That's
up.
A great name for a missile, though.
Tomahawk. So this is all directly tied in with the Syrian refugee crisis because something like 10 million people... Syrians had to go flee because this country is literally in ruins. I mean, it had a civil war for the last 7 years. So I mean,
yeah, it looks like
and it's
World
not
War
just,
II era France and Germany,
right?
Type
so
of shit.
It's not just the main government there that's blowing shit up. You've got the main government, which is Assad's regime. You've got the rebels that were formerly some of Assad's army and the protesters. They're blowing shit up. You've got the Kurdish army in the north that are fucking blowing shit up. You've got ISIS tucked in there also that are blowing shit up. You've got America coming in. Now we're attacking.
Jordan's coming up from the south as well.
Now we're attacking the actual.
And Russia's going to anytime.
Russia
now.
Is.
Russia's
they're,
bombing.
They're help, yeah, they're helping support. Assad and all this. Yeah. So this is just a real fucking crazy thing. But and this
fighting a war in someone else's country.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a bunch of us going over to Everett's house and like beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah, it's because like
be fun.
It's like if I didn't like a guy
I'd
that
watch.
I knew was going to be at his house, I'm going to go to his house, fight the guy because I know he's going
to
be there.
Don't come into my house and start their shit.
Because I don't want
wait,
my
you're my ally. Don't
stuff.
Fuck with me.
You
have
don't,
to, you
they're
have to
my ally too. That's why they're there. Don't come to my house.
Yeah, friend's a friend though. I mean, like maybe I'll have to get somebody to come
like
to your house
more.
And do it.
Who is this we're talking about? It doesn't matter. I like them more. You come to my, I'm going to bomb
you. I see. But yeah, they got us talking about the whole refugee thing too. So like, do you guys remember how big the refugee crisis
man.
Was last year and the year before? Like everybody was either for it or against it. It was
how
such
many,
a hot topic in the news.
How many people did Germany take in? It was 8 million, was it?
Shit ton.
Something
I don't
ridiculous.
Know.
Roughly
I know.
A shit ton.
I know that there were
now
certain countries.
Super racist there against Syrians.
There were certain countries that didn't take anyone in that literally said, even though they have room for these refugees,
right.
Israel, Saudi Arabia, would not take anybody in. They're not doing it. They're not letting that in their country. You know what I mean? So, right. I mean, you've got countries that refuse. You've got countries that are cool, like some of the ones in Europe that were like, just like, hey, bring them on. We'll take them.
Australia
and
then you've took
got America.
Too.
Australia did too. You're right. And then America, where you've got a population divided over this because somebody's made the assumption that all these refugees are rapists and criminals. And now we've got people in America going, I don't want them in the country. I don't want them here. Wait, go in Everett's house to take a shit. Yeah,
who's
maybe.
Polly? This guy's funny. Dude.
What's he saying now?
Everett's trailer.
I don't have a trailer. This guy's a dick.
Yeah, he's an asshole, isn't he?
I kind of like his sense of humor, but at the same time, it's aimed at me.
So, but a lot of people were just asking like where the conspiracy falls into this, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but the conspiracy is that...
It's the whole proxy war thing.
Is that, the chemical weapons attacks didn't happen. So that the conspiracy. So this all started.
Crazy.
We've drawn ourselves in. Everyone's drawn themselves in response to these chemical weapons attacks that Assad has allegedly done to his own people. So we're all outside parties looking in because this guy's attacking his own civilians. So that's why we're there. And if it didn't happen, if it was just a false flag or a fucking made up story for us to get into that area. That's a conspiracy. That's huge and that's terrible because all of this, all the deaths, everything that's happened is over a lie, and it would be for nothing. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying. People are trying to pull the U.S. in using these like tricks.
The U.S. could be trying to pull the U.S. in.
Russia could be trying to pull U.S. in.
Yeah, I mean anything, dude. You know, there's so many different angles you can work here, but that's the conspiracy of it because if it didn't happen like it said. We're in there for the wrong reasons. We went in there under the pretense that he's killing his own people. He's gassing his own people. This is fucking just an animal.
This is like the weapons of mass destruction
Iraq
situation.
Exactly. Iraq,
yeah, so we have to go in and help. But, we feel compelled to help. But if that's not true, then what the fuck?
There's so many chemical bombings. Like, isn't there some sort of... you know, council or mechanism at place to discover like whether or not this is real. Aren't there people on the ground? Pictures.
I found a really good article. Right? Yeah, exactly what you're talking about. I found a really good article on a website called Bellingcat.com. It's an open source survey of the alleged chemical attacks in Douma on the 7th of April this year. So they basically go through, and I'm not going to recount their entire long article. They show a lot of picture evidence and other evidence of people talking about what happened in the area. There's some video evidence on this website that basically shows that it was not chemical attacks. They give a
it was a chemical attack. It just wasn't a sarin gas attack like they've made everyone think.
It's chlorine gas is what they're saying.
And chlorine gas is fucking terrible. I mean,
that's just.
Do you remember at the Wood River swimming pool when they had that big ass chlorine leak and they evacuated the entire block?
It'll knock you out.
Yeah, fuck yeah, it'll kill you.
What it does is it makes your lungs start producing lots of liquid on the inside, like a mucus, to protect themselves, and you just drown yourself in your own mucus.
So
that sounds like a Tuesday for me. Yeah.
Even if it wasn't the sarin gas, even if it wasn't the sarin gas, and they tried to just upplay it to where it looked a little bit worse, if it was the chlorine gas, that's still fucking terrible.
And the mustard gas is even worse, apparently.
I don't know.
Chlorine and mustard, almost the same thing, aren't they?
I put mustard on hot dogs. I refuse to put chlorine on a hot dog.
You got me there.
Well, you know what? So. Unless you want to give the hot dog to someone else.
I mean, yeah, if I was trying to kill somebody, maybe. Or clean my pool with a hot dog.
Well, yeah,
I could do that. But no, this is all bringing us to what's recently happened. And unless you've been living under a rock, I'm pretty
Which
sure
might
you've
be
heard.
Better.
It would be better on your fucking mental.
Conscious.
Victor in the chat asked if there's any cryptids in Syria, and I did a quick look up. Yes, there is the Enkidu, which refers to the wild man of ancient Iraq, so it's kind of like their own version of Bigfoot.
Oh, anyway, well, that's cool.
Quick off-topic question and answer, done.
All right.
Moving on.
Moving on then. Okay, so recently, Saturday, April 7th, which is a week ago, a week ago from today, Assad allegedly used chemical weapons again in Douma, which is a suburb of Damascus. So that's what has escalated this situation to where it's at today, because a week ago, he allegedly used chemical weapons once again.
And that's the interesting question, right? He's already pretty much... winning the war.
Yeah, he was winning.
Why is he continuing to use chemical weapons at this point in time?
Exactly.
There should be no reason for it.
100% T. And that's why a lot of people don't believe that these chemical attacks are real, is because what would be the reasoning behind gassing and killing your
bullshit.
Own civilians? T's with the conspiracy here, everyone.
Well,
he says
I think Assad's using the weapons, but not by his own you know, will. I think Russia's
plausible deniability type of situation.
Yeah, or? I think Russia's pushing him to use it to pull the U.S. in. He's just like, look,
wow. So what? That would, well, hang on now. If we're going to follow logic here, that would mean that Russia wants a war with us. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Look what they did to our election. I mean, this is, you know.
Oh well, right. They, if you're,
they want us to present ourselves for. I mean, like think about a boxing match, right?
Yeah.
You're facing the guy. Your tactic usually is put up your defenses and wait for the other person to attack. And then, so that you know what to do.
Counter-punching tactic.
You don't want to. Yeah, exactly. That's the best tactic. So Russia's doing the same thing. They don't want to go in first. They want us to go in first.
So they're being proactive rather than reactive.
Well, exactly. And that's exactly. Actually kind of smart too, because in the long and short of the big picture, if they have to defend themselves, like as with any
absolutely
conflict situation, whether it be a bar fight or a war,
right,
it looks better that you're, hey, I'm just defending myself, right, versus
I got punched first.
I'm attacking this motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So that makes a lot of sense. Maybe provoke the United States into a war.
Yeah, that's.
But is it a war they can win? I wouldn't pretend to know yes or no whether they could win that war.
What do they gain?
Agreed. Why? What's the end game here? What's the gain on this, to try to destabilize our economy, to try to get us to a point where they can take us over?
I don't think that's it. I think they just want the old like Soviet Union type of situation back. They want more control of the European nations like before. They want more influence over the area. And to be very honest, I mean, after World War II, we were not supposed to have put, ICBMs on the edge of Poland, but we did it anyways because it was a fuck you. I mean, we breached the contract first. So ever since then, that moment on, Russia's always been on the defensive.
I'm glad you brought that up, because we just recently did the exact same thing with Turkey, where we put missile defense systems at the border of Turkey, which is right by Russia. Yeah. And Putin even came out and condemned this action, saying that the Americans say that they put these missile defense systems up to help protect Turkey, but that's not why. It's like it's making us nervous because now they're ready to strike or defend when they think we might strike. And it's like, it's a lot of psychology if you think about it. Like, what are they going to do? What do they think we're going to do? What do they think we think they're going to do? And can we counter that? So there's, you know, I mean, it's a big game, man. It really is.
And Russia has no ability to really truly attack us, but we have plenty of abilities to attack them.
I don't know, man. I would think
they're
a lot of people
surrounded by our allies.
I think, well, that's true, but I still think a lot of people underestimate the military power that Russia has.
I don't underestimate that at all. I think, I mean, this whole thing is to really draw us out in Syria for sure, and to have us attack first so they can use some sort of excuse to continue to annex the states around them, you know, and to bring.
So
back
you think it's for a strict control of the area? Then they want to control the region.
I'm gonna counter that. I think that's kind of right. My thought, and it's probably part of it, but I think another part of it is not allowing the U.S. to install a government in Syria.
That could be. They want to make sure that they don't.
It's not so much them getting power. It's keeping us from having another little foothold.
That's very true. They could have seen what we've done to Iraq and every other fucking country we've taken over and installed a puppet dictatorship in there.
That's
and
true.
Fucking, you know, they're like, you know what? This Syria is too close to home. We're not having that shit. I don't want a fucking American.
I mean, that
control.
Makes a lot of sense to me.
It does. It totally does. You're right. It might not be because they want to control or expand, but they might not want us to expand into their backyard, so to speak.
I mean, but let's take a look at the situation, right? So Assad is, assuming that on the 7th of April, 2018, this is last week, Assad used these chemical weapons. It's in Russia's best interest, if Everett's theory is correct, to tell him to fucking stop and to stop luring and pulling us out, right? Why hasn't Russia stepped in to do that? You know what? Maybe they want to draw us out. Maybe that's one thing. But the other thing they might want to do is distract us. You know, force us to fight on one front, distract everybody else while they do something else. What else in the region do they want? Nobody gives a fuck about Syria, really, truly. Its geographical position is like, all
I like
right.
where you're going
well,
with
it's
this.
It's
but maybe it's a distraction.
It's a huge area of the Mediterranean to control.
Right. Everett, look up oil pipelines right now in Syria. I'm pretty sure that there's something to do with that, that there's main oil pipelines going through there. It's got to have an advantage.
All right. Syria is the only significant crude oil producing country in the Eastern Mediterranean region, which includes Jordan, Lebanon.
Oil fight
there
again.
There it is.
For the oil, for the gas.
They have
like
2.5.
Like, what else can you fight about?
Trillion, really? No, 2.5 billion barrels of reserve oil as of January 2010.
Nice.
So they got plenty of fucking oil.
They got oil.
But then maybe I'm wrong. You know, that it could be really for the oil.
See, I don't think any of us are actually wrong here. I think there's a lot more going on in Syria than we give it credit for. It's a lot more important than you would think.
It's a combination of a lot of different stuff, I bet, that why that area is so important to both sides.
It shares a giant border with Iraq, which is a big hotbed over there.
Yep.
Borders with Israel. Well, damn, yeah, with Israel, with Lebanon, with Jordan.
Speaking of Israel,
you're not allowed.
No. Israel responded Monday, April 9th, which is 2 days after the initial Assad allegedly attacking his own people's chemical weapons again. Israel immediately responds Monday, April 9th by bombing a military base controlled by Iran. Isn't that weird? Assad from Syria allegedly uses chemical weapons on his people, and then Israel responds by bombing a military base controlled by Iran. Three missiles hit a Syrian military base known as T4 that has played a central role in Iran's expanding military activities in Syria. So, yeah, that was kind of like, we'll stick our nose in, might as well, fuck it, you know? And because they don't get along with Iran. Iran and Israel are not fucking buddies at all.
Also, here's the thing, though. If Israel is starting to attack, then the U.S. is not far behind.
We're right there.
We're right the fuck there,
yep,
you know?
100%.
We're butt buddies.
Israel could literally draw us into a fucking war. 100%.
If we tell them to do that.
We would let them. No.
If we tell Israel to draw us into a war, they would. What are they doing without our
side? I think you assume that we control Israil.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just making all sorts of assumptions.
The other way around.
Oh, come on.
Anyway.
Here's a little topic for thought. So we were talking about how Russia's downplaying the whole chemical attack thing. They're pretty much saying, no, it wasn't sarin. It's not what you think. But what about, yeah, it was fucking chlorine gas, though. I mean, it still killed all these people.
Right.
Does it matter? I mean? If it's chemicals and it killed somebody, who cares what chemicals?
We're just denying the severity of it, I guess.
Yeah, they're trying to downplay
semantics,
the situation.
Man.
It's not sarin gas. Yeah, semantics,
fuck you,
exactly.
Russia. Don't play semantics with me. You killed a bunch of people.
You killed the kids, man.
Trump responds to this attack by ordering an airstrike to take place yesterday evening, which was Friday night. Yes, to which he took to Twitter with a mission accomplished tweet. Did you guys see the mission accomplished tweet?
No, I don't follow Trump.
Oh, Lord.
I'm on Twitter.
So, Trump and Twitter. So Putin said he doesn't do diplomacy over Twitter. So I guess Trump tried to address Putin over Twitter, and Putin tells him he doesn't
do
diplomacy.
That's so amazing.
Get good, kid, is what he's saying.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's the equivalent of get good. Get good, kid.
Putin's like, I'll talk with you via VPN, Tor VPN, like encrypted 64 kid.
I'll see you on AOL Instant Messenger, Trump.
MySpace, bro. Yeah. MySpace. Anyway, so the allies, and when I say the allies, I mean France, Britain, and America, hit three targets yesterday. So what they did, the capital of Damascus, all related to Syria's chemical weapons program. They hit them with 105 bombs. They hit an important research center, a storage facility, and an equipment facility, and a command post. Damascus residents said they awoke to explosions. The strikes reportedly came from coalition cruise missile-equipped ships and warplanes. Not the same people that make Gears of War.
Meanwhile, the UN Security Coalition Council. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council is still voting around.
Yeah. They're literally getting nothing done. So the missile strike that Trump was referring to occurred on Friday night. In an announcement, Trump said the attack was underway in retaliation for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's alleged use of chemical weapons on rebel-held areas in the country. The attacks left at least 42 adults and children dead. The United States, Britain, and France hit three targets, just as I said. So, Mad Dog Mattis, I'm sure you guys all know who that is. He's the Secretary of Defense.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah. And then the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, said on Friday they tried not to hit Russian troops stationed in Syria. So they came out and said, we actively tried not to hit Russian troops in our attack. So, like, hey, we did good. Like, we tried not to hit no Russians.
Hey, Putin.
I mean, here's the thing. There is a literal OPCW fact-finding mission that is currently a go right now to find out, to investigate. I think maybe that's what you read, right? This whole fucking, the pictures and whatever.
That was one of them, yeah.
That's one of them.
It was a third-party.
They're trying to investigate. Yeah. On the 14th, as of the 14th, that's today, they are investigating in Syria about the April 7th attack to determine whether or not what chemical agent was used. You know, to figure out the semantics. But the interesting thing is, whenever, you know, the UN Security Council, whenever they meet, Russia's there going like, please don't do this, US, don't shoot your missiles, stop it. Yeah, and what are they playing at here? You know, are they playing this reverse psychology game, or they truly don't want a war? That's my And the question, why don't they just go to Assad and be like, look, stop using the chemical weapons and they'll stop attacking
us? They
why,
did that. They did exactly that in like 2014 or 2013, what I just said earlier. And that Russia actually went to Assad and said, hey, man, just give up your chemical weapons, because they did not want to incite an entire huge conflict with America.
You think Russia has right now what we call like the Joker effect? You know, like you hire some fucking dude to like do your dirty biddings and you lose control of this guy and he just goes, you know, seriously, gone rogue. Yeah. You think Assad is now rogue? He's like, oh, fuck you, Russia.
I don't think Assad's got the balls to basically, because
who goes rogue on Putin? So here,
well, not only that, but he's directly in a conflict with the other half of the world. So the one half of the world that is backing him, if he goes rogue against them, it's basically him against the fucking world. You know what I mean? So that's not a smart play, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I don't know the guy.
Don't bite the hand of Aegis, so to speak.
Yeah, he's
got
crazy.
Iran after that, but
yeah. Well,
how good is he to Iran whenever Russia doesn't matter anymore? They don't matter to Russia anymore.
Exactly, man. Exactly. So where was I at here?
But let's just assume that these chemical attacks are for real. Like every single one of them has happened. The
187.
Okay. Do we strike them? Hell, I say yes.
So you are in favor if everything is legit and all
if
the news
it's legit,
came through?
Absolutely, man. Okay. We can't allow this.
America,
let me ask you this.
Fuck yeah.
Let me ask you this, T. Yeah, where is it? And I'm just playing devil's advocate here, because I'd like to hear an answer. Yeah. But where does it become our problem? That's Assad using.
Yeah, when do we become Team America World Police?
Right. When did we get to police the world?
Puppets.
Now, if the United Nations decided that this was bad and they were like, hey,
World War II is when we became Team America World Police. No, here's the thing, right? I think I'm going to quote Spider-Man here and say, with great power comes great responsibility.
That's Uncle Ben.
You know, that's Uncle Ben from Spider-Man, one of my favorite ones.
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Tom Holland's pretty good too, but that middle one, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
The middle
Who
spider.
The fuck is that guy?
Who knows?
Who
that's
cares?
Exactly right.
Anyways, back to the topic at hand. I mean, I think ever since World War II, America has purposefully put themselves in the position of power all around the world. And since then, we've sort of, you know, flouted our responsibility away. And I think when it comes down to these chemical attacks, there's really nobody else. I mean, look at these UN Security Councils voting and sending in.
Yeah, ineffectual, you know, like, at best.
Yeah. Ineffectual at best, absolutely. And you know what? When it comes time to, because when was the first strike? 2011?
13, I think.
13? That was, you know, it's been a very long time, and I think nothing has been done since then. And if these attacks are true, somebody needs to come in and somebody needs to solve it. It can't just like, you can't just let the bacteria flourish.
Let me ask you this. I'm getting way anti-Trump, which is, I hate to do that on the show. I don't like to get political at all here. But calm down, man. I know you voted for Trump.
What happened?
So
I did
out.
Vote for him. That's why I have the best, that's why I have more reason to criticize that
Good
son
Lord.
Of a bitch than anybody else, because I put my faith in him and voted for the motherfucker, and he's retarded.
Yeah, how about that warmonger Hillary Clinton, huh, we voted for?
Fuck her, too. I didn't vote for her.
If it were Hillary, she would have solved this problem a long time
That's
ago.
What I think,
oh,
That
God.
One's got some balls.
Oh,
she's not a woman.
Do you
she's
think
a tranny.
This, do you think this is a super convenient thing for Trump to be using for, because his approval rates are in the tank, 30% roughly, lowest of any president basically ever. Do you think this is, he was happy to hear that this is something he can, like, because you know a war automatically boosts your approval ratings. This is his Iraq. This is his fucking...
Unless you're Vietnam.
Persian Gulf. Well, at the beginning of that, it probably didn't look too bad.
Yeah, but right.
It took three presidents for it to fall.
I don't know. Yeah. If that's what you're trying to look for to boost your approval rating, I don't look at it like that. I more think that this is what the war machine needs to keep turning. The defense contractors, everything.
So you think
all
this is
the weapons suppliers.
Military industrial complex driving this.
Yes, yes, 100%.
Or them going, hey, here's a chance to get us turning again.
You know how much money you make from war?
Yeah,
a fucking bunch,
none,
dude. Yeah, no, me and you, we don't make shit.
I mean,
but war is worth a lot of money.
Absolutely.
And also oil dollars.
And if we
notice something that Trump boasts the most about is the economy in this country is better than it has ever been. It's huge. Okay, the economy.
Why are we bashing Trump? When did it become Trump hour?
I'm just saying. Think about it. If you
always
want, all of the money that's coming from this war is helping our economy. 100%. Okay. So, I mean, his end game could be that when he's done with his presidency, he could stand back and boast, I cut national deficit, this and that. Our economy's the best it's ever been.
They all
blah,
boast
blah, blah,
bullshit,
blah.
Though.
Right,
I
but
mean,
what I'm getting is, you know, I don't know. I think that would be a likely scenario. It could be.
He's wagging the dog, maybe. I don't know. Did you ever see that movie, Wag the Dog?
Yeah, they made up a war.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. Yeah, they completely made up a war on TV.
That's amazing.
It was neat.
They basically also, just for this, the reason of, you know, keep the spotlight off something else.
Wow, you know, that's, hey, again, Russia could be doing that. They could be, their eyes in the Arctics, you know.
Blame Russia, blame America, blame both.
Are the resources in the Arctics once that ice melts?
Oh, my God. Here he is in the Arctic baby. Again.
I like it.
And all those pyramids that got buried down there from the aliens.
Exactly.
Yeah, our entrance to the Hollow Earth.
That's down there, too. Admiral Byrd.
They did things to me there.
Rear Admiral. Uh-oh. All right, but, so speaking of Russia, Russia came out and warned of consequences after the attacks. The Russian President Vladimir Putin called the strikes an act of aggression that could have destructive effect on the entire system of international relations. That sounds fucking bad.
Yeah. You think he's got the balls to actually back that up?
I don't know, man.
He's crazy. Those Russians are always
crazy. I watch a lot of videos on YouTube, and the ones with Russians in them are by far the craziest.
Well, let me tell you this, okay? If you know just a little bit about Putin, you know every single little fucking thing that he does is planned. And it's, like, intricate.
He has a poker face. Never,
right, and it is never obvious, which is why I'm so fucking scared about why they're telling us not to attack Syria. Because there's something else here. And I feel like this really relates back to this whole situation with Surreal Talk. It's like, what the fuck is Putin up to, man? This is not just another, like, drill. This is not an exercise. Right now, he is really destabilizing the, you know, the first world countries around the world. He started a whole movement.
Well, look back, you know, a couple years ago whenever they did that whole thing with their Ukraine, whenever they tried to take that back over out of nowhere.
Yeah, that was...
I mean, there's some weird shit going on.
Wishy-washy.
Like, I mean, what is their long-term goals? Is he wanting to become the next Iron Man and reinstitute the... I mean, just short of the USSR or what? Yeah. I'm sure he doesn't want to go outwardly communist because that's a bad idea, but
right.
Arose by any other name, so to speak.
Yeah, they're inwardly communist.
I'm a dictator that, you know, calls himself a, you know, a democratically elected leader.
I mean,
if you cheat your way in the office, I'm not saying that they cheat every election, but you know,
he killed two people for the office, man. He killed two oligarchs.
There you go. Yeah, that's true. I forgot that's a conspiracy right there. I mean, for sure,
no fucks, man.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing, right? That's the beauty of what he does is that he knows how to use force, and he has a way more streamlined authority over the entire country. Like, he wants something done, it gets fucking done. Over here, you have to go through Congress, this and that.
That's true.
Of course, we can't move as quickly as he can. But the thing is, he used to be a KGB operative for years. Now, there's a KGB story that was amazing about Putin, and this sort of like sums up why I believe there's something more going on.
Sure.
At the end of the Soviet Union, he was stationed over at this like outpost, and it was him and this other guy, and the other guy ran, but he was still there. And all of these like peasants came running. They were like going around just destroying things, and they were gonna kill him because they knew he was KGB. But when they arrived, he did something to convince them not to kill him. And I don't know how he convinced this mob not to kill him, this KGB operative, and they were so against when the Soviet Union fell. Something happened there. I mean, this man is a force of nature, you know, when it comes down to that. He is not only persuasive, but he's ruthless, and he's willing to adapt any type of face to get what he wants. Now, the thing is, if we can assume that Assad has not been, Russia has not lost control of Assad, then what is going on?
Yeah, what's the end game there?
Right.
Right.
He does strike me as a very calculated, cruel if he has to be. He kind of reminds me of like a mob boss. You know what I mean? Like a
that's KGB operative for you there.
Right. Right. There it is. I mean, how they cheated in the Olympics is insane.
Yeah.
I mean, he had the KGB moving all those samples. There were two samples.
Yeah.
He did that every day for a very long time. And it took, and you know, to this day, they're still allowed to compete in the Olympics despite this doping.
Yeah.
You know?
They got caught on a lot of that, though.
He's a Sambo competitor.
Did you know
that? I don't know how this helps with the argument, but he's a Sambo competitor, which is like Russian judo. The guy's like a contact sports. He still does and goes and competes in Sambo.
Yeah, he's a badass.
He looks great without a shirt on. He fights bears. I'm just saying.
Yeah, like, and a lot of people are like, why don't the presidents
see a lot of admiration coming from this line.
I mean,
you always hear these people all the time go, well, why don't the presidents just fight it out one-on-one? Because he'd whip Donald Trump's ass.
He would whip
anybody. He'd whip Donald Trump's ass.
I could take him.
Absolutely.
He's like 60-something. I could take him.
Putin is Baba.
Putin is 60-something?
Baba Yaga.
Is that how old he is?
I don't know.
Baba Yaga. Yeah.
John Wick, bitch.
Yeah. The boogeyman.
No, but
he's 65 years old. I could totally take Putin.
But to respond to Bob White, who says I'm scared. Absolutely, I'm fucking scared. I mean, like, there are things moving around the world. I'm like, the destabilization that is happening. You know, we are due.
We're on the cusp of something huge.
I mean, there's this thing called like the black swan effect.
Son of a bitch. What the fuck is this? I'm exposing you.
Me.
Oh, sorry.
There's this thing called the Black Swan, and it's one incident, however small it may be, that's the tipping point for like
catalyst
huge catalyst for huge events to follow. You know, we're talking about with the Duke getting assassinated, right? Like, that's a Black Swan event.
Like Archduke Ferdinand, Franz?
Yeah. Right.
Right?
Right. These tiny little things that
Franz Ferdinand. But
Franz Ferdinand, right.
Right. And, but the thing is, right now, there are so many of these events moving us towards
some eventuality, yeah.
Yeah, some big eventuality, huge. We're talking like changing everyone's lives eventuality, that it's hard to ignore the fact that there could be a Black Swan event anytime, day now. You know, and this
and
is,
if there's and if there's a certain group of people or a country that is dead set on moving toward that eventuality, I don't find it that hard to believe that they could create an Black Swan event in order to get where
Does
they
this
need
remind
to go.
Anyone else of the Black Sabbath song "War Pigs"? I'm just throwing that out there.
And the war machine keeps turning. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah,
it is, man.
But you know, that's where it comes in with false flags, because if a country or a sect of people is dedicated enough to an eventuality to get there. You know, like you said, you need to pull this person into the war. You need to do this. You need to do that. There's things you can do that will do just that. Pull this country into the war. You know what I mean? Or it's
basic manipulation, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing I do to. No, I'm not even going to tell that joke. Never mind.
So Russian President Vladimir Putin also called for an immediate emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council to discuss the aggressive actions of the United States, the UK, and France. At the Security Council meeting Saturday morning, which was this morning, Russia's ambassador to the UN, Vasily Nebenzia, said that the bombing makes an already catastrophic humanitarian situation in Syria even worse. U.S. ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, responded. She's saying she'd spoken with Trump hours earlier, and he told her if the Syrian regime uses this poisonous gas again, the United States is locked and loaded. So fuck, you know, like,
right.
Fuck. He's dead set
scared,
on
bro?
It. No, but I'm just saying, this guy's dead set on proving how big his balls are or how much America needs to protect. I don't know. Maybe it's my bad predisposition towards Trump, but I just feel like any decision he makes is fucking wrong. And it is what it is.
I think that's a lot. I think you do have an immediate knee-jerk reaction to anything Trump says.
I agree. No, I do.
I don't think Trump is wrong in this situation.
You don't?
I think, you know, faced with a situation like this, I think this action needs to be called. But I think that's what he's trying to – I think that's what Russia's trying to play at. Because think about this for a second, right? Russia right now is calling security measures, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to play the good people now.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying.
Right?
It looks better.
When was the last time they did this?
Looks better to say you're defending yourself
exactly.
than to attack somebody.
Whatever they're playing at is a deep and dark game. But the question is, I mean, are we put in between a rock and a hard place? Is this it for us? Like, if all the facts are true, do we strike? And
do
what
we,
happens if we strike?
Do we stand you know, back and look like assholes that lets this country gas
right.
its own people? Or do we go in and look like assholes where, you know, Russia's
right.
saying that it didn't happen or whatever? So, yeah, I mean, yeah, we're fucked on both sides of the fence because you got, you know, half people wanting to go in, half people not wanting to go in. I mean, if it is a plan by Russia, it's working perfectly to divide the country into two sections.
What if
of,
it's a plan
opinions?
By America and Russia together to use Syria to some weird end?
You're on a whole new level, man.
Yeah, I know.
A whole new fucking level.
Trump is president right now, so they've been talking.
Who put Trump in power? Just saying.
Yeah, exactly.
You think they're mad at each other, really?
I mean, yeah, if they manipulated the elections to get him into power, wouldn't that be, like, part of the whole deal?
Again, I'm just saying, we don't know shit.
You know, it could be unilateral, though, in some sense.
Can you explain?
When the, supposedly when the elections happen.
Yeah, what's unilateral mean?
Independently. No, I'm just saying when the elections. I mean, this is you know hearsay. Yeah.
Hey, man, this is what we're here. We reserve the right to be wrong.
But,
T, go ahead, let it go, man.
Like when the elections were happening, right, and then the results came out. Apparently, Trump and his entire team were like terrified. They were in the back going like, "Fuck, we did not want to win at all." Like they were supposed to do book deals. They were supposed to go off on their own lives, and they were just supposed to be famous afterwards, right, because of all the campaign attention. And then, you know, there's one side. Trump does the election to sort of get attention for his brand and almost succeeds. And then Putin, on the other hand, independently decides, well, you know what? I think Trump would be great for me because he owes me.
Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea, right? Exactly. And he actually gets him elected through, you know, the means of media.
Hacking. I mean,
yeah, hacking, media control, Facebook control, all these types of things, right? And like these whatever obscure PACs that they put out these advertisements against Hillary and drive the conversation towards Trump. And it could be a unilateral effect, you know?
Yeah, dude, there's a lot to this, man. This is.
If you want to get deeper too, we can look at it like we look at everything else. Putin and Trump might not be the end all be on top of this anyway. You know, and I'm not saying Rothschilds or whoever, but
Illuminati,
the Illuminati type of shit.
The Illuminati.
I know it sounds so stupid, and I don't really.
We've
believe
gone full circle here, people.
But what if
Everett is believing in the Illuminati?
If we're exploring every avenue here, who's to say that both Putin and Trump again aren't just puppets anyway?
Yeah, of a bigger power,
right? And every president from here on way far back could just be fucking bullshit just
of
to
the
make
nine
us think
clans
that,
of the black
that we have some sort of power.
Care.
Yeah, like we have some sort of power in all of this.
I mean, that is
now we're getting way down the rabbit hole.
No, that's I think that might be a little.
So I just got a little bit more left that I've got down here as important for the story. So Russia, we're just clarifying now. Russia defends Assad but avoids direct confrontation with the United States. Experts and lawmakers warned before the strikes that although the chance is small, bombing Syria could increase the odds of a war between Russia and the U.S. Well, fucking duh. The possibility of an open conflict with Russia is not zero. And at any time, it's not zero. We need to be careful. Senator Martin Heinrich told me on Tuesday, not me personally, but a guy I know.
I want to know where the doomsday clock is. They just moved that shit up recently again. And
yeah.
After this, you got to think it's another minute.
58 now. It's got to be 58.
Was it 57
It was
before?
57.
That ain't good.
No.
That's as close as it's been since the 50s.
So Russia continues to back Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, providing military equipment, including air defense systems, and has sent Russian troops and paid Russian mercenaries to Syria. But Russian President Vladimir Putin issued a statement on Saturday accusing the U.S. of making the already catastrophic humanitarian situation in Syria even worse and bringing suffering to civilians with its strikes. Yet he made no mention of a possible Russian military response.
I mean, this motherfucker is just giving Assad all the resources he needs to destroy his people, and then saying, "You can't do that. You can't come in and
Hey, hold on to these bombs for a minute.
Discipline my guy.
Hold on to this for a minute, and don't use them on your people.
Exactly. Here you go, man. Don't use them on your people.
Yeah, somebody puts in here. Don't forget Alex Jones' input. Yeah, Alex Jones has been like a huge Trump fanboy the entire time. Like Trump's been in office. Like went and met him. They've had dinner and shit. Like he is literally Trump. Trump. He's on the Trump train, baby.
Because
he's
basically like a Trump guy.
Super conservative. Yeah, super conservative and everything. But Alex Jones has come out against. He's condemned Trump's actions in this.
Syria?
Yeah, Alex Jones has condemned all this. He actually, someone posted in our group. It was a nice like 8-minute video. Trump drops the F bomb.
Trump
a
or
bunch.
Jones?
No, I mean, yeah, I'm sorry. Alex Jones drops the F bomb. Fuck Trump. You know, a bunch of times he just totally.
Turn on the freaking frogs guy.
That guy.
Here's a new supplement.
But so to put it all in perspective, though, Putin also denied that the Assad regime used chemical weapons in Douma, saying that Russian military experts had tested the area and found nothing. So either he's lying or he's telling the truth,
you
and we're assholes.
Russian tested it. Oh,
yes.
No. Fuck Russia. We're not trusting them. It's
sounds
gotta
like Marissa
be,
now.
But who do you trust, though? Would you trust to
it's
go
It's got
to
be the facts.
It's got to be our allies? Does it have to be our allies
No,
that go in?
It can't be our allies. It has to be both. It has to be like non-biased, you know.
Swaziland?
None of that crap.
No, but I'm saying like if Russia comes in, investigates, says
Brazil.
There's no chemical weapons used, and if we come in and say there was, right back where we're at.
There's a global organization for this. It's called the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons.
Yeah.
It's formed by everybody. And they are already in Syria going down and figuring out what the hell's going on, a fact-finding mission. You know, that's the source that we need to trust. We can't just trust a singular source, whether it's America
or agree.
Russia.
I agree.
You can't trust that shit. You know, that's not right.
But yeah, so this is a crazy situation. And
Although, maybe we shouldn't bomb them.
I don't think we should. I don't even go. I'm not going to say what I think. But go ahead.
Here's an interesting thing, right? I think Russia's trying to play us as best as possible. They know that we are more hawkish than anything else. We should just do exactly the opposite of what we think Russia wants us to do. Russia right now
psychology,
is,
man.
Absolutely. I think Russia right now is playing reverse psychology, telling us not to. And they know ego-wise, especially with Trump in charge and with this whole like chemical thing, they know probably the OPCW fact-finding mission will find chemical weapons there. And that, in effect, will force us to go by our word and attack. We should rescind the offer just to fuck with Putin and throw his plan into turmoil.
Yeah.
Because if we do not attack, nothing really is going to – I mean, we'll get like some bad – vibes.
I think
people.
What T's like, saying is we're super predictable right now, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what Obama did. Is
it's way too predictable.
Well, where he said that we were going to attack and then backed up and didn't do anything. It was pretty predictable.
Well, what he did do was sign that secret authorization to train and supply rebels to fight the Assad regime.
I say what
token. It's token.
I say what we do is we tell them we're going to go and attack the chemicals, whatever.
And then just not do it?
No, but then we take those troops and divert them to the edge of the Arctic. And oh, just God the fuck them. I'm telling you, man, I think that's his move. There's something happening over there.
I wish it were true, T. I do.
I say we take them as close to the Russian border as possible.
Oh, we got to shut it down right there. Sheza D from Scotland says T. Merrick. Sorry, go ahead.
Anyway. All right, what do you guys got else on this one?
Man, nothing. You know, I just wanted to get it out that, and I know I swerved away from our topic today, and I'm sorry this wasn't so much conspiracy.
And you got super anti-Trump today, too.
Well, not super anti-Trump, but I just wanted,
mega.
As complicated and difficult as this situation is, it's very hard to understand. There's a lot of ins, a lot of outs, a lot of who's, a lot of what's, you know, so... I would just want to try to break that down a little bit
not
for you guys.
Not privy to all the new shit?
Yeah. New evidence has come to light, man. No, all but right. I just think it's crazy, and I think everyone should definitely keep up with this, keep current with
do
what's
your own
going
research.
On here.
Don't listen to what Eric's told you today.
I'm not. Don't listen to me, although what I told you was true. Other than, well, no, I mean, I did vote for Trump, and I apologize for that, so.
All right, next week. We going to do false flags next week?
I think we will do false flags next week. I think we will do false flags next week. So
cool. There's a lot of good old ones I'd love to talk about. Stuff I actually for the research for today that I got into before you swapped topics on me.
Yeah.
False flags have been going around since the beginning of time. So
beginning of time where there were dinosaur false flags?
The first recorded incidence of anything was a false flag attack.
Are you talking about the Big Bang?
The Big Bang. The Big Bang was a false flag.
Are you serious?
No.
What the fuck are you talking about?
This is a thing we do.
Oh, okay.
Just go with it.
Yeah, you just have to go with it.
The Big Bang is a false flag. Okay,
we just talk shit.
Okay.
But yeah, so I got really nothing else on it. I just want everyone to stay current on this. This is a crazy, crazy fucking situation.
We were in Vegas last week whenever this last attack happened. I saw some chatter on the group about, you know, something happening in Syria, and at the time I had still no clue that something new had happened. So this was kind of fun to, well, not really fun, to just research and get reacquainted.
Get up to date.
Going,
right. I honestly wanted to get up to date on this, and that's kind of why I wanted to swear by
it. And y'all know me. I don't watch the news anyway, so this has kind of been an effort for me.
Definitely. But leave
Arctic
us in
Wars.
Arctic Wars, bruh. Arctic Wars.
I'm telling you guys. You guys will be coming back to this particular YouTube, whatever broadcast. You'll be like, oh my God, there it was.
Dude was right the whole time.
Bro.
Dude, that'd be funny. We got this on documentation now.
That global warming thing, man.
T called Arctic Wars, hashtag Arctic Wars 2018.
Hashtag Arctic Wars. No, I called 2025.
Oh, all right. Shit. Well, we're in the cut.
2025,
not even on the
hashtag
yet.
Arctic Wars.
Uh-oh. But if you could, everyone.
Netherlands, America, Russia.
The Netherlands?
Yeah.
Well, that's a wild card.
I'm telling you, man.
Wow. Leave us a review on iTunes. Because we love the shit ones, but we could really use a couple good ones as well. So if you want to leave us a review on iTunes, you know how to do that.
Or Facebook. Facebook
or
ones
Facebook.
Are nice.
Facebook reviews are good. Join the group at...
Surreal Talk. Oh, fuck. I fucked it up right off the bat. Facebook.com/group/Surreal Talk Group.
You can find us on YouTube at...
YouTube.com/Surreal Talk Show.
And you can find us on Twitter at...
Twitter.com/Surreal Talk Show.
Podcast.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure. I think it's show.
I'm going to figure this out real quick. So we should know this after a couple years now.
Yeah, we should. You want me to tell everybody to go to Amazon?
It's a Real Talk Show. I was right.
Oh, okay.
No, we're good.
But yeah, so we have a little thing, a Patreon. You don't have to. It's really not a big deal. But
it's better than Super Chat. So if anybody on the next broadcast is watching live and they decide they're going to give us a Super Chat donation, don't do it.
Yeah, don't even donate through YouTube, to be honest with you, because it's a waste
like
of your money. Yeah, they take 50% of it. So if you wanted to give us $10, we might get like $480 of that. Yeah. So
go to Patreon.
So
we get Patreon, 97%.
Yeah, we get 97% from Patreon, and we appreciate everything from all you guys that support us. Want to thank you for your ongoing and continued support of the podcast, even though we've been super busy lately.
Oh, real quick, rate the show, chat. I'll give it a 4.
Oh, I'll give it maybe a 6 or a 7. Yeah, chat rate the show for sure. But yeah, join the group. Hit us on Facebook. Hit us on YouTube. I think
info
we're
at serialtalkpodcast.com.
Yeah, email us, man. You want us to talk about something, or you tell us we suck, tell us we did great, whatever. Email us at info@serialtalkpodcast.com.
And Bob White's got some new Photoshops coming on the way, so that's good.
Oh, yes, baby, yes.
Love those. All right, everybody. We'll catch you next week.
Peace,
out.
Peace.
Yep, thanks.
Please, wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.